them snooty types who write for the Sunday Times decide to have a go at those of us who love cars on the grounds that it's easy and they're paid to have an opinion even if they haven't got one, they often ignore the fact that the motor car allows disabled people to travel on the same level as everybody else. We've just been along to a contest that lined up Britain's best disabled drivers, and the competition was as serious as anything that Damon and Michael have got up to this year. Graham Swain reports.
Well, today, Top Gear has come to Brands Hatch. But today, it's a competition with a difference. It's the RAC Response Disabled Driver Competition 1995. This was launched in 1991 to encourage and motivate disabled motorists throughout the country. First of all, I'm going to speak to Arthur Ledyard, who was the instigator of the whole concept.
Well, years ago, there used to be many competitions around the country run by different organisations, but they all faded out. So I asked the RAC to take on this job and organise a competition throughout the UK.
So how many competitors enter this?
This year, 1,651.
From the whole of the UK?
From the whole of the UK.
What's been the aim of this competition? What have you been hoping to achieve and what have you achieved from it?
To promote the skills of the disabled driver, to prove to particularly the insurance companies that disabled drivers are the equal of anyone else on the road, and insurance premiums should not be loaded at all, and they should look at the abilities and not the disabilities.
What are the basic breakdown bits of the event?
It's gone very well indeed. They are doing, first of all, they do a road test with an IAM examiner in the car. That lasts for about an hour. Takes in every kind of road you can find, motorway, in town, country roads, everything possible. They also have four manoeuvrability tests, which are not so easy. You've been watching them yourself. Then the most difficult one is the wall. It is polystyrene. But if you're approaching what looks like a solid wall, I think the last thing in your mind is that it's polystyrene. Unfortunately, we have seen one lady drive through it.
Road test track
and then
event.
They go on the track event. They have the opportunity to drive round the track in their own car, and they will have here one of the Nigel Mansell School of Motoring in the car with them at the time. And I think they'll all enjoy this. In fact, so far, although the first prize of the competition is £2,500 of holiday vouchers, the main attraction is coming and driving at Brands Hatch.
You should be cheering in support. Come on, Dad. He's now doing the difficult bit, reversing through the slalom.
Well, I'm talking to Gary Westerby. Gary, the rain's come down just in time for you to do your racing circuit, hasn't it?
That's right, yes. We were looking out on a dry circuit whilst we were being spoken to, but obviously everything's changed, so I hope I've got my wet weather tyres on.
How's the day been for you so far?
Great, brilliant. More exciting than I expected, and I suspect this is going to be the most exciting.
You reckon,
do you? Yeah, especially now it's rained, it could be interesting.
So, talking to Bill Kirkham now, how's the day been for you, Bill?
I've really enjoyed it, but looking back, you can see what you should have done and areas where you could have improved things. But
what have you learnt then from the day so far?
I think the main thing is that you meet other disabled people who are all overcoming, in some cases, great odds to get this far in the competition, and in fact to drive. So that's perhaps the main thing, that you meet other people and talk.
We've got Bob Nutsbean. That's a very nice name, Bob.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you can't forget it.
Well, I hope you come first. We'll remember that name, won't we?
Oh,
now, you're sitting ready to go out now, yeah. Aren't you? Do you mind me asking what your disability is?
Paraplegic.
Right, so that means you're disabled from
the waist down.
Right, so you drive everything with hand controls in your car.
Yeah.
What do you think you get out of a day like today?
It's just good fun. You meet other people that are in the same boat as yourself, and you're richer for the experience. And if you treat it as good fun, and then you do win at the end of it, it's a bonus.
Now, a little birdie told me, Margaret, that you had the polystyrene wall that's very famous here. You kissed it a bit, didn't you?
I went straight through it, yes. And it was just polystyrene wall, bricks falling down around me.
Are you looking forward to the racetrack?
Yes, well, having been round once, unofficially.
When did you do that, Margaret?
We were following one of the BMWs and we got lost. So we carried on round for another lap.
1995 Disabled Driver of the Year, who gets this trophy and name on the shield, which will be remain with the RAC, and of course, not forgetting the $2,500, Bob Nutby.
That's your lot. There isn't any more.